Eva, we're at the Curtis of Lincoln tent that's part of the show, an annual part of the show at Sortra. We weren't able to actually catch up with Neil Curtis at the judging for the Nottinghamshire show this year, but we do have in Lou Bevin somebody who knows all about meat preservation and various other things. So what questions would you like to put to Lou here?
What sorts of meats they sell, really? Like how many different types of meats do you think they sell?
Well, what we're looking at here, actually, these are what we call a side of bacon. It's one side of a pig. A pig is basically two sides. And they always show them in this manner with the rear end, or the gammon, as we call it. The ham, always showing up there. And then they take the other half, which has been cut straight through there, and then arranged here on the table. And we can see how the points have been awarded. In my opinion, the bacon which people eat today is very, very much leaner than it used to be years ago, with all this healthy idea we've got about not eating saturated fats and this, that and the other. But I prefer it with about four times that much fat on it, because the fat is where the taste is. But it's just a fashion thing at the moment. But it's a very, very versatile meat, as in ham can be roasted, boiled ham, of course, gammon and pineapple, ham and egg. There's just so many ways to eat it.
Okay, and how much meat do you think Curtis is producing? How popular do you think their meats are?
I think around Lincoln they've got about 17 shops, but they're talking with Neil last year. They're going more down the route of the delicatessen now, rather than just the pure butcher shops. If you look here at the Rangers, the various quiches, custards, sandwiches, that's more and more the way that it's eat-on-the-move food. You know, you've got to take this food home and cook it and bake it, whatever. Whereas eating on the move, you can just see here with the queues of people. It's a changing trend with the way that we don't eat fish and chips out of the paper anymore like we used to do. We all have a doner kebab. And the same with this carry-out food here.
Obviously, other butchers, delicatessens and things are available, but I think Chloe is happy she's got free beer, and she's not going to be operating any heavy industry, equipment, etc. So all good.
I said I'd tweet about them, so like, would you like a pint? And I thought, well, I'll take a half, not a whole pint.
Always on the case, see, always thinking. It is quite fun actually seeing Neil at work here, because previously he's sort of just been sort of giving interviews and all sorts of things.
So he's had time for that, but obviously, look at the queues at all the food outlets just at this moment. It must be lunchtime or something.
I was going to get some food, but every single stall is just chock-a-block. Must be lunchtime.
Yeah, must be. I've got that.
It's that deductive logic that makes location reports with the Siren FM and SASR broadcasting team just that little bit more magic, as Eva actually does beer holding duty now for Chloe. Honestly, the sort of things you get to do is fantastic. But yes, she is actually quite rightly tweeting about the whole package there. Chloe, what's the hashtag if people are listening to this on the Thursday, or indeed on podcast this evening? How can people actually tweet themselves about the Great Yorkshire Show? The Lincolnshire Show, there was a faux pas.
It's hashtag capital L links capital S show 15.
There we are. Did you get that, Lou?
Forget it.
Hashtag capital L links. Hashtag capital show 15. Link show 15.
Right. Excellent. Thank
remember
you.
The hashtag?
Yes, remember. I won't forget it.
We have made our way into what has basically been defined as YJA, Young Journalist Academy. We've got the Lincoln Inspired sign, and we're about to speak to Young Journalist Academy's very own
Sarah Perkins.
Yay, Sarah Perkins, exactly. Communications graduate, extraordinaire, and general all-round wonderful soul, who once, Chloe, actually sort of co-presented with me at a CLA game fair at Burley.
Very nice.
I thought so. Anyway, moving on, Sarah. What's life like these days? Now you've actually left your other sort of exciting world that you were working with, I think, in Rutland. Was it Rutland?
No, I've always been
OKFM
Journalist Academy, so
I'm very confused now. Never mind, Sarah. Carry on, regardless.
So I left Uni of Lincoln in 2011, and I joined the Young Journalist Academy as a mentor, and I mentor young people in all aspects of broadcast journalism. So I teach them through how to make their own radio shows, how to make their own little films, write articles, do interviews, all the things you need to know to be a journalist.
And I am actually true. You did actually come with me to the CLA Game Fair, did you not?
I did indeed, that's correct, yeah.
Well, I blame Dave Kenyon. That's clearly the whole sort of system on that sort of basis. I could have sworn you were actually working on another radio station in Newark, but never mind.
Oh, Yes, I was as well, but...
Yes, you see, I knew if we pushed hard enough, we'd get that answer.
Yes, I was, yes.
Sarah Perkins has finally admitted it. It took lots of times, but got through it. Listen, Sarah, talk to us about the YJ. It's obviously a fantastic opportunity for people to really do serious journalism and get connected with a whole range of things. Ages, what sort of things do you do with them, apart from, obviously, as you say, make things?
Yes, it's a fantastic opportunity for young people to do something they probably wouldn't get the chance to do otherwise. So I work with children from 8 to 18, and we just give them the skills they need to basically go out and report on things that are happening in their area, in the country, anything that they feel is worth talking about. We give them the tools to do that, and then we bring all the equipment into school for them to use and get to know how to use. And basically, apart from giving them brilliant technical skills that they can use obviously when they leave school and go on to college or anything like that, it also gives them confidence in their opinions and what they're thinking, and you can definitely see the confidence develop whilst I'm working with them. I can see their confidence grow, and that's really nice to see.
And that's why Sarah Perkins got a first-class honours for her dissertation, you see. That's the sort of quality person that she actually is, you see. So how can people get involved with the YJA if they are listening to this on a podcast or online or Siren FM, whichever way? Is it a case of go to theyoungjournalistacademy.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's youngjournalistacademy.com. So there's all the information on there that you need to get involved if you'd like to.
And have you had a chance to peruse the show yourself whilst you've been here? I mean, clearly we're on day one now. Folk might be listening to this on day one via podcast. They might be listening to it on day two as a pre-record, whichever way you listen to it. What have you made of the 131st Lincolnshire show?
It's wonderful. The weather is superb.
Because you're here, Sarah.
And there's just loads to see. It's really busy. It's lovely to see everyone enjoying themselves and just making the most of what Lincolnshire has to offer.
And clearly Ian from Purdy Rifles would be most upset with me if I didn't ask you the question, have you put in for a pair of Purdy Rifles as yet yourself?
Not yet. That is
only 200,000. Sarah, are they not paying you enough for YJA?
It's on the list of things to get when I win the lottery, but I have just recently taken up clay pigeon shooting.
You see, there we are. Well, I knew it was going to lead to all sorts of things.
So it's an essential item that I need.
So the next critical question is, are you going to join us again on one of our location reports in the near future? We've been Sarah Perkins and Les for far too long.
I would love to, yes please. Thank you.
Yay, Sarah Perkins, proof that you can graduate with a degree in communications and still conquer the world.
Yes, thank you very much.
And so the time has been arrived at, he says, bad grammar and all sorts of things in place there, where we've actually wrapped up most of our coverage for day one of the 131st Lincolnshire Show. What have your main highlights been, Chloe Baker?
Mine has been all of the dogs, the golden retrievers, especially because I love dogs and I love animals. So all of the animals, it's been great.
Excellent. And Eva?
I really enjoyed the skydiving earlier. I think that was really amazing.
Very good, very accurate as well from that point of view. Day two, Sue Rice will be with us, but maybe, if we're really lucky and say our prayers at night and all the rest of it's the pieces, maybe Eva and Chloe will be joining us again for day two. Is that a possibility then, Chloe?
It's a good possibility. I've got to get a lot of work done tonight, but this will be spurring me on to come back.
There we are. And Eva?
It's a possibility. I hope I can join.
There we are. There's always possibilities. It's like hope and all sorts of other bits and pieces. We're just watching another display. That's something we haven't really commented on, the number of school displays and musical activities that's there. It's Sarah Bullimore.
There she is.
We knew if we just kept talking long enough, she'd arrive.
I do that.
Hello.
Sarah, we're just speaking to Sarah Perkins, of course. We thought you were one of the same for a moment, but no, she did her usual classic stuff. As one of my ex-students, you'd expect no less.
Of course, yeah. I'm glad you've come and visited us
Do you want to go back with your food and then you can put that down and talk to us, or do you want to talk whilst the thing's in there?
I can talk whilst holding.
My word.
Multitasking.
Well, you were right, Sarah. Miss McDonald has been very, very good indeed.
Excellency, I told you.
I do try.
Chloe has been as terrific as we'd anticipated.
Thank you.
And we've already added a few more Sew Festival brochures to the Lincoln area as well.
Fantastic, because they've been going quite fast, actually.
Yeah. So. I'm going to put them all up.
In fact, she's literally putting the whole thing out there, which is fantastic. That, of course, starts tomorrow. Will you be at the Lincolnshire Show tomorrow, or will you be Sew Festival-y?
No, I'm here at Lincolnshire Show tomorrow again, so yeah.
So you're leaving the Sow Festival to Katie Louise?
Yes, definitely, yeah. She's in good hands there.
Should be able to cope. We were just hopeful it's all being well. Both Chloe and Eva will return tomorrow.
I hope so. I've just got to check a few dates and stuff and timings, but I'm pretty sure I can come.
Sarah, this girl is combining Duke of Edinburgh, recent work as a midweek driver, so we're off to do a midweek drive in a few moments, and of course the Sow Festival. I mean, obviously you must be sort of teaching her well.
I know, she's a great find, isn't she? All the young ambassadors are so lovely, and it's really nice to find people that are engaging to work with. So.
I knew you'd work the letters so in there somehow, and as you said, they're just so lovely and so wonderful. So have you had a chance to have a little perusal through the show? Last year, of course, you were in the wonderful mini car, not too far away from where we're standing, I believe.
That's right, we were across there, and now we're on this side of the performance ring. I haven't really had a chance to go far at the moment, because we've had a few performances this morning on, so we had a whole school in the marquee earlier, making a lot of noise with the band instruments. So
sounds frightening, but never mind. We've had all sorts of classic routines, and that's just covering probably an eighth of the show, less than that actually, but it really has been fantastic. You got a superlative bit of refreshment there, and I think it's a classic, a cheese and jacket potato, unless I'm way off base.
Yeah, I've been here since 6 a.m, so I'm overdue for lunch now.
Well, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, when hopefully Sue Royce will be with us with the team. And a quick plug, of course, once again for the Sow Festival, which kicks off tomorrow and then goes through for another 8 days, 9 days?
I think it's 11 days in total.
Phenomenal. And that will be happening. People can access that via Facebook, via Twitter, via Instagram, via the web.
They can, all of those. They've got every single one. Just go on Facebook, search Sow Festival, and give us a like.